Speaking of zombies and other monsters, let's talk about orcs. What the fuck did Sauron rule over? He ruled over the orcs, right?
The Uruk-hai. Yeah, he had the orcs. He had the Uruk-hai.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got into Lord of the Rings right around the same time I got into weed. So my foundation.
Many
on what's
such
good.
Cases.
That's the move. Like Lord of the Rings is too boring to read if you're sober. I never smoked weed in middle school, and I was just like, I like The Hobbit, and then I was like, this book goes on forever, and like nothing's happening, and who are all these people? I don't know. I lost interest. I like the movies, but yeah. I couldn't get into the books.
I feel like if you're going to really enjoy Lord of the Rings or high fantasy in general, you either have to have like stoner brain where you're like, whatever I don't recall, I'm just going to take in the impressions. I'm just going to work with this and enjoy the world and the story building. Or you have to be one of those like fucking sober as a monk, or maybe not monks because they brewed beer. Sober as a priest. Mm-hmm. Like bureaucrat brain people who like remembers faces and names from 30 years ago and is like instantly like, you know, how's your granddaughter? And then knows their name and knows their age and everything.
Mm-hmm. They can handle like 8 different elves that have almost the exact same name but have very different stories.
The only passage from any of the Lord of the Rings books, any Tolkien that I really remember is like the deep lore of Tom Bombadil. And they didn't even put him in the fucking movies.
I know. Tom Bombadil rules.
He's my favorite.
Yeah, this cool is a fuck. Tom Bombadil rehabilitation podcast.
That's right.
We're bringing you the hottest Tom Bombadil screenplay punch-up idea.
In many ways, George W. Bush was the Tom Bombadil of presidents.
Yeah, he's trying to gleefully bring us into war, but no one could handle his swag, so we just wrote him off as Sauron.
In conclusion, Tom Bombadil, a man of contrast.
All right, well,
we're talking about Lord of the Rings because we found this article in Consequence in which Mark Zuckerberg says Meta employees, quote, lovingly refer to him as, quote, the Eye of Sauron. And then speaking in the second person, he said, you have this, like, as if he were an employee speaking mm-hmm. to himself. He says, you have this unending amount of energy to go work on something. And if you point that at any given team, you will just burn them. Mm. Which is like...
Is that lovingly? I feel like that's why they put it in quotes in the title, because they're like the copy editor was like, I can't in good conscience describe this as loving. This is... No, that's not a loving sentence at all. It's a horrified sentence.
Yeah, the scare quotes around lovingly are very well placed. Mm-hmm. I've never seen scare quotes so
What Lord of the Rings fantasy race would Mark Zuckerberg be?
I don't know. Are
one
there
of
like
those things
mer people
that, like,
in Lord of the Rings?
One of those things that like shrieks real bad and is hunting the ring. One of the hooded
ring wraith.
Yes. That's mm-hmm. what he would be. All of the billionaires are ring wraiths.
That's what the ring wraiths look like under the hood. It's just Mark
Zuckerberg's face. And it's just like, it's Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos and Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah.
Sauron was like, maybe hoods are a better look for than like these guys' ugly potato faces. I don't know.
Yeah, well, that's also the funny thing is like Mark Zuckerberg, come on, man, you're not the Eye of Sauron. You're like, you're definitely like a lesser evil in the pantheon. You're mm-hmm. one of the big ones. Don't get me wrong. You're like a really significant sub boss. But to think that you're the big bad of the whole game, come on, man, mm-hmm. fuck you. Henry Kissinger is still alive. Like, the BlackRock guy is still alive.
So the reason that they call him that is because he's always just like popping up, just looking over the shoulder of any of the teams that work for him. Is that what's going on?
Yeah. So he said some of the folks I work with at the company, they say this lovingly. I think they refer to my attention as the Eye of Sauron. So he doesn't even think he's being called the Eye of Sauron. He thinks that his skills as a CEO are so laser focused. That's my thing. Was Sauron just an eye? Or was he a wizard?
Well, he was a guy.
He was a guy, and then I think he was almost killed, but he stayed alive because the ring wasn't destroyed in that
game. He was like
power.
Voldemort.